The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus said to the crowds, "This is what the kingdom of God is like. A man throws seed on the land night and day while he sleeps, and when he is awake, the seed is sprouting and growing. How, he does not know. Of its own accord, the land produces the first shoot, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. And when the crop is ready, he loses no time. He starts to reap because the harvest has come." He also said, "What can we say the kingdom of God is like? What parable can we find for it? It is like a mustard seed, which at the time of its sowing in the soil is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet, once it's sown, it grows into the biggest shrub of them all and puts out big branches so that the birds of the air can shelter in its shade." Using many parables like these, he spoke the word to them, so far as they were capable of understanding it. He would not speak to them except in parables. But he explained everything to his disciples when they were alone. The Gospel of the Lord. When I was a young child, I was always attracted by noise. I remember one particular day, there was a football game on, and I was too small to see beyond the fence. But I walked round the fence and I saw a couple of holes in the fence, and I looked through the hole, and what I got was a glimpse of the game. I didn't see the full football game, but just a little fraction of it. In the fourth chapter of Mark's Gospel, it contains three different parables about God's kingdom. By moving from one to the other, you get three different glimpses or views of the kingdom. All these parables, they provoke questions, they don't provide answers. The first parable tells us about a farmer who plants seeds, some in good soil, some in bad. The seed is all good. However, for the seed to produce its harvest, the seed must also have good soil to go with it. The second parable in today's gospel tells us how seed grows beneath the soil without the farmer necessarily understanding how. The third parable today talks or contrasts the tiny mustard seed with one of the largest and beautiful trees that grows. In this country, we also have a saying, "From the little acorns, the mighty oak tree grows." So the first parables reveals to us the kingdom of God can only grow on earth in good hearts that are open to it and receptive to it. Good seed needs good soil. The second parable reveals God's kingdom grows in our hearts in a marvelous, mysterious way without our probably full knowledge of how. We just need to nurture it. Some seeds, as we all know, take a very long time to germinate. The Chinese bamboo tree, I looked this up, so it lies buried in the soil for 5 years with apparently nothing happening. However, it still needs to be watered and cultivated. During these 5 years, it puts out a very elaborate root system that allows for rapid growth. Such rapid growth that when it happens, it grows to a height of 90 feet in about 6 weeks. Did the seed of the kingdom planted in us all at baptism ever take root? Has it grown? Is it still germinating? Is it dormant? Is it flourishing? Always remember that the good seed needs good soil. In order for our seeds planted in us to grow, we must trust in God. He planted the good seed in us, and He understands how it will grow and develop, even if we don't fully understand it. Secondly, we all need to be patient, awaiting the growth phase. We need to keep cultivating the seed during its apparent dormant period with prayer, frequent reception of the sacraments, our own spiritual being. I always call it, it's all the peace, prayer, perseverance, patience, personal commitment, all these things we need for the seed in our hearts to grow. I always think the model of trust and patience is evident in all our mothers and fathers bringing up their children. They need to nurture their seedlings with prayer and reception of the sacraments, and they will watch them grow and flourish. It's a lovely prayer that I think all parents would probably agree with. Lord, place your hands on their shoulders. Whisper your voice in their ears. Grow the seed of love in their hearts and fulfill the plan you have for their lives.